willing to hear from defense counsel. I would like you to keep it brief because we still got quite a few matters to attend to today. Anything?
Your Honor, I would like to say something on behalf of Mr. Rivera. I recognize the court's tentative, it's time served, but I think it's important to tell his story to the court as to why he is here.
Make it brief.
Well, Your Honor, I'm not going to be brief because he's had a tragic story, and I think it's important.
If it's not relevant to his sentencing, then...
It is. It's his history and characteristics, Your Honor.
Well,
under the 3553A factors, it's something that the court should consider.
Well, how can I consider it if I'm only going to give him a time-served sentence? How's it going to affect my sentence?
Well, Your Honor, I think that it's important because this is his day in court, and he's here facing his first criminal conviction. He's decided to plead guilty, and this is his only day that he will be in these proceedings. And I don't want...
The court has to control its calendar. I'll give you 60 seconds. 60 seconds.
I can't limit the
wasted five of them.
I'm grieved that he has gone through because he...
You've just wasted 10 of them.
Mr. Rivera is a 40-year-old father of two children. His 10-year-old daughter passed away 2 months ago, and he got... And he got in debt because he was paying for his daughter's medical bills. And I want to say that on his behalf, and I think that the way that the court has been behaving is demeaning to my client. And that is why I am emotional right now, because he spent $60,000 to make sure that his child would survive, and she unfortunately passed away 2 months ago. 60,000 pesos is a lot of money in Mexico. He took out a lot of debt to pay for his medical expenses, for his daughter's medical expenses, and unfortunately, she passed away. He's still supporting his two young daughters and his wife. His wife cannot work because she has a thyroid problem and ends up passing out and cannot work herself. He was economically desperate to provide for his children. He is remorseful for what has happened, but he had no other choice, and he wants to go back to Mexico. And I want to say that I apologize to Mr. Rivera for the way that this whole process has treated him, because he is only here because he wanted to provide and support for his family.
Anything else? Any of the other defendants?
No, Your Honor.
Nothing on behalf of Mr.
All right, let me inquire of the defendants. Do any of you wish to make a statement on your own behalf or present any additional information bearing on your sentence? Oh, and just for the record, I didn't cut counsel off at 60 seconds. Do any of you